Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. So if you have your cell phones, fax machines and scanners, can you put them on the off and silent position? And we want to make sure that everyone has their ear and eyes inclined to this message. And so, here we go. I've entitled this morning's message, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Let me just give you an introduction before we get into the scripture. The Apostle John was elevated to the third heaven. And when I say third heaven, we live in the first heaven underneath the atmosphere. The second heaven is when we pass our atmosphere, and now that's where all the constellations, the stars, the planets, the moons, the solar systems, the galaxies, the clusters of stars, you name it, they're all out there. And it goes on past what the Hubble telescope can see. That is the second heaven, and that's the realm of Satan and his dominions. There's spiritual warfare down there in that area. Then there's the third heaven. It's beyond what we say. The second heaven is infinity. It's the third heaven, and that's where God lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's more vast than anything we could ever comprehend down here. So if the third heaven is way beyond what the second heaven is, we serve a mighty God. A mighty God. So, the Apostle John was transported up to the third heaven. And the angel said, come with me and write this down. So, he started writing down the book of Revelation. And I want you to see this right up here. In Revelation chapter 6, God starts unleashing the sealed judgments on the earth. And he's starting to release the judgments. And what he saw, what John saw, he couldn't describe it other than he saw a black horse, a red horse, a white horse. Now, we're going to understand why this is called a green horse, but yet in your Bible it may say pale. Well, the original language is chloro, meaning green. So he actually saw a green horse. Okay? And so we're going to read the scriptures and then we're going to break this down, because these four horses that you see are on the earth right now. Right now, as we speak. Because what he saw a vast humanity. And we're going to see that it was broken up in four categories, four sections of people on the earth. And what he saw was, in the future, he saw 8 million. So today, there's 8 million people on the earth. But they were all broken up into four groups. And so we're going to break this down. We're going to see. But let's go to the scripture. Amen. Let's go to the scripture, and let's go right now in Revelation 6, 1 through 8. And it reads, now I saw when the Lamb opened up the seals. Who's the Lamb? Jesus. And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow and a crown, and was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. We know that's not Jesus. Because when Jesus finally comes, at the beginning of the millennial reign, he's not coming to conquer like this white horse is, and we're going to look at this right now. Look at verse 3. That's the white horse. Verse 3. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people shall kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. Okay. So this is another entity, another group. Verse 5. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hands. That's a giveaway right there. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures, "A quart of wheat for denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine." And now in verse 7. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of it who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth. You catch that? To kill with the sword, or with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. So all four horses were giving power to kill, to steal, to deceive, to rob, to cheat, to murder by the sword. But see, the Apostle John didn't really understand this just yet. He would just said, "Write it down. Write it down." And so, for hundreds of years, a lot of theologians, a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers, evangelists, really couldn't tie this in just yet. But now, it's unfolding right before us. It's unfolding. Let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 12. Look at this. In 12, Daniel 12, 1 through 4. This is going to explain why this is happening at the end of this generation now. Look at this. And at that time, Michael shall stand up. Verse 1, Daniel 12, 1 through 4. The great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. He's talking about the tribulation that's about to unfold in our future, because no tribulation has happened just yet. Such as never was, for there was a nation, even to that time. Meaning, even to that time. He's pointing at our time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You are written in the book." You see, when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You better be happy, because this generation is about ready to come to a close. Look at verse 2 here. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, meaning the bodies that are now buried. How many of us have buried loved ones in the grave? Some of them died in Christ. Some of them didn't. You know that. And so look at this. He explains this. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Meaning those who died without Christ will stand before God, will give an account, and will be tossed into the lake of fire. What? Oh, yes. Now, look at this. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is so key to win souls to Christ in the times that we live in. Can I get amen? Amen. These precious souls that got saved last week, that got saved, got baptized, hallelujah. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what it's all about. Can I get amen? Listen, it's not about a building. If it's about a building, you missed it. We're the church of the living God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But look at verse 4 here. But you, Daniel, shut up what? The words. And seal the book until the time of the end. And look at this. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now, if you look at that, knowledge shall increase. Yes, we live in an age of automation, internet, AI, all that, right? But he's not talking about this that type of knowledge. He's talking about knowledge of the Word of God.
That's right.
The knowledge that God will reveal that has been sealed. And now God has unsealed it so that we can see.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We can see now. Say that with me.
We can see.
So we're going to break down the four horses. And the first horse may be offensive. But let me just say this. Most of us came from that white horse. And it's on the earth. Remember, there's 8 billion. Okay? And then it's broken up into four groups. Can I get an amen? Okay. So, according... Let's go here. We're going to look at the white horse. According to a website called Population Matters, there are approximately 8 billion people living today. So there's 8 billion now. During the Apostle John, maybe 900 and million. Not even a billion yet. But now, in our day and time, population has exploded. Okay, so there's 8 billion now. So, let's look at the white horse once again. Now, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked and beheld a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering to conquer. Now, I need you to understand that this white horse, and don't get offended because I was part of that white horse, is this, the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church. We're going to break down the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse, okay? So we have understanding what's on the earth right now. What's on the earth right now? So look at this. There are approximately 1.5 billion Catholics living on earth today. It's a false religion under the guise of Christianity, a type of Antichrist, and the false prophet. Now, look at this. In Matthew 24:23, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to what? Deceive. If possible, even the elect. Wow. Even the elect, even those that are born again, sometimes can be deceived. Mm-hmm. Look at that. See, I've told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe. Look at verse 27. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Look at verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven and power with great glory. Look at verse 31. And he will send his angels with a great white sound of trumpet, and they gather together with his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the other. So every horse that I showed you, a white horse, a black horse, a red horse, and the green horse, he saw these entities, and he saw the colors that they would sport, what they would clothe themselves. They would clothe themselves with that color. So let's look at this. Look at that. The white horse. And we're going to talk about the fallacy. We're going to talk about the error so that we understand. This is the first time for some of you to hear this. Can I get amen? But truth is truth. Can I get amen? Because we're not just talking about the white horse. We're talking about the green one. We're going to talk about the black one and the red one as well. Hang in there. Don't get up and leave. Don't get up and get angry. You need to know this. Can I get amen? So, there he is, the white. And all of them wear white. They're elders. They're cardinal. They're all in white. Their flags are white. So John saw this entity, this white horse. And we're going to see why God has an ought with them. God's going to bring judgment to them, to the white horse, to the black horse, to the red horse, and to the green horse. He's going to bring serious judgment to them. Because these people are destroying people today. Some of them are misleading people and deceiving them from the truth. Oh, come on. And so, one of the things is they're into is we got to look at their Catholic ideology. So what makes it like that? What is their mindset? What is their thinking? Has anyone brought that to your attention? When I was a kid, no one brought that to me. I remember 5 years old, all I did was be a troublemaker and I would get slapped in my hands with a ruler. Okay, so here is what takes away God from the people is Mariology, the worship of Mary. And all over the world, they worship her. They worship that. That is a false god. That is not Christ. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. I know this is a tough swallow this morning, but God, truth is truth.
Amen.
Look at this. Another one. That Jesus is inferior. Listen, did you know that Mary needed salvation too?
Yes.
She was in the upper room waiting for the Holy Ghost to come because she needed to be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. And look how they do around the world. These 1.5 billion that we just saw, look at this. They carry her and bring, they parade her. They're worshiping the golden calf. This is like the golden calf in Egypt. Oh, come on. Listen to this. This is true stuff here. Look at this. Once again. Wow. Don't worry. We're going to get to the other horses. So, one of the things, the deception, is they take away from Jesus is she is now the mediator. You go to her. You go to her according to their ideology. According to their mindset. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And there is full on deception here. There's no power. There's no anointing. Okay, now look at this. Let's go to the Word of God about this. Look at this. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. There is no other mediator. There's no go-between between man and God, but only Jesus. It's not no statue made out of clay. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Are we understood in this? Okay. And look what John says. John 12:32. If I am lifted up from the earth, He will draw all peoples to Himself. It is, we got to lift up Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Jesus is the forerunner. Jesus is the forefront. Jesus is the one that draws. Jesus is the one, hallelujah, that saves us. Praise God. Now, we're going to break this down. And I got to go quickly with this because I got to get to the other horses. Hallelujah, because they're all in the gate. Hallelujah. But let's look at the sins of this church. These are the abominations. Number one, look at this. You can see them right here. Human tradition is elevated or above the Word of God. So in other words, their religion is above the Word of God. It's above your Bible. Why do you think when you go in there, no one opens up Bibles? You ever bring in a Bible? No. They don't want you to know the Word of God. Because once you see and read and see, whoa, wait a minute. Guess what? You won't be there too much longer. Look at number two. It's the wrong gospel, the wrong message, salvation. Bible says, repent and be baptized. And we're going to see their fallacy in just a moment. And then they have confession of sins to a man, to a priest, to abstain absolution of sins. We just read, you go to Jesus. He's the only one that could forgive sin. Can I get amen?
Amen.
This is the white horse that John saw in the last days that would be here. And then they don't call them pastors, they're priests. Wow. Now look at this. In 1079 AD, they brought in celibacy of priests and nuns. Why do you think there's so many kids that were molested now? Because they took away from the man the opportunity to be married, to have a woman. And so their hormones are racing. So guess what? It turns to the evil. Help us, Jesus. And then number six, infant baptisms. Let me ask you a question. Can a child repent?
No.
Can a child even speak?
No.
Can a child even walk? Or barely they can even crawl. Especially at what? 6 weeks? Help us, Jesus.
Yes.
Number seven, other mediators between God and man. They got saint this and saint that and saint this and that and that and that and this and that. For every need, there's a different statue to go to. And then look at number nine. I need you to see nine. I say it best. If you can find purgatory in the Bible, I'll sign over my house to you. This is how they got wealthy. This is why there's so many of them. You know why? Because the families have secret meetings with the elders, and they say, okay, so how much can you spend? Okay. So this is what they do. They have a loved one they know that died in their sin. So according to their religion, they go to a place called purgatory. It's a place, a holding place. So how much can you pay us, and we'll pray him out? So they go and say, you know what? Honey, let's just deplete our savings. Let's give them 50 grand. Well done. And then they say, we're going to pray him out and he'll be in heaven. That's called purgatory. You didn't know this? Oh, you're knowing it today. Look at this right up here. Papal infallibility. What does that mean? That means the Pope believes he has more authority than God. You have to bow to him and kiss him. You got to fall on your face before him. What? Idolatry, making images. We talked about that. We talked about the worship of Mary. And then they believe not Jesus being the rock, but Peter is the rock. Wow. And then If you have a Catholic Bible at home, there's 15 other books that they added to the true Word of God. They got the Book of Wisdom, the Maccabees. They got all these other books that are not part of the canon. They didn't make it. They didn't pass the Holy Ghost test when the Bible was issued out. Wow. Look at this. Rosary beads. Low moral standards. You know, low moral standards. I'm not saying this is what you guys did, but I know what I used to do. We used to baptize our little kids, and right after that, we put Jesus on the shelf, and we go have a potty. We go get the kegs going. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Get drunk. Get lit up. Get smoked up. Get lined up. Oh, come on. There was no... We didn't have any moral awareness that dishonored God. And then how many of you who grew up in a Catholic home, you had those pictures of Jesus in that Sacred Heart? Or Mary with that Sacred Heart. Man, when I was a kid, it used to frighten me. I wouldn't want to look at it. You know why? Because I used to think that the eyes were following me. And then, look at number 18. Remember this? You go by a church. Crisco, Nabisco, Nabisco, Crisco, Nabisco. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, God. Now, here's where God has an ought with them. This is why God's going to judge them harshly. Yeah, all that stuff, we all, is idolatry. It's what we read. But this is where the rubber meets the road. What I'm going to show you now is this right here. Infant baptisms. Okay, according to their doctrine, by doing this ritual, this kid is now sinless. It can live its life, and they have no more sin. What? So in other words, when they get to the accountability age, they don't have to repent no more. So it keeps them from the dark. It keeps them away from God. In other words, that child will grow up to be a rebel without a cause. Oh, come on. Look at this. They do that ritual. And these gullible folks are going, oh, my kid is no longer a sinner. Come on, saints of God. This is time to wake up and smell the coffee. This is time someone brought you truth. Yes. This is what John saw in the white horse. I want you to see this. Because now I'm going to put all this up against the Word of God. Let's match all that we just saw up to the Word of God now and see what balances out here. Look at it in Galatians 1, 6 through 9. Paul wrote to the Galatian church and said, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. What we just saw is a different gospel from the Bible. Look at this, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Look at this. Now look at this. This is where it gets serious. And even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that we have preached to you, let him be accursed. This is what God is saying. He didn't preach none of that we just saw. He said, let him be accursed. And if we have said before, so I say now again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Wow. Wow. You know why? Because the real gospel was this. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin, forgiveness. This is someone that has conscience awareness. This is not an infant. This is not a child that cannot speak. This is the gospel. And they have perverted it in the past maybe 600 years. Look at this. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to many as far off as the Lord God will call. Look what Jesus also said. And Jesus said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will what? Deceive many. Now, when, I don't know when's the last time I was in a Catholic church, but every time I go in one, whether it's a funeral or maybe a wedding I've been invited to, they still have him on the cross. He's still on the cross. To them, he hasn't risen. Everywhere you go, he's still on the cross. In other words, they're crucifying him all over again, all the time. Wow. He's still on the cross. What do you see here? An empty cross. Why? Because he has risen. So this is what happens. The Bible's clear. Right here in Hosea. My people are destroyed for lack of what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. What you're getting today is knowledge. Truth. And so, let's move on to the red horse. Let's move on to the red horse. I know that white horse was a tough pill to swallow, but it's truth. Truth is truth. Let's go on now to the red horse. What is the red horse? So we saw the white horse was the Roman Catholic ideology, and there's 1.5 billion in the world, right? So the red horse, let's read it. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. Another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people would kill one another. And there was given to him a what?
Great
sword. So this is what he saw, because it was all red. He saw communism. Communism. Saints of God, look at this. There are approximately 3 billion communists living on the earth. You see, do the math, 8 billion, 1.5 billion Catholics, 3 billion what? Communists. Then we're going to get to the pale horse and the dark horse, or the black horse. Look at this. Presently, we're going to look at the communist countries. Presently, there are 7 communist countries in the world. China, which has almost 2 billion people. China, Cuba, Laos, North Korea, Venezuela, Russia, and Vietnam. In accordance with Marx's theory of the state, communists believe all state formations are under the control of a ruling class. Now, remember, it's a red horse.
Yes.
We saw the white horse.
Yes.
We saw that they clothed themselves in white, right? The red horse, that's their flag.
Yeah.
Communists. Their flag is red. Look at this. Their armies are red. This is what John saw. He saw 8 billion people grouped up in 4 groups. That's why he says, man, it's a black horse, it's a red. And they came to execute judgment on the earth. And God allowed them to be released. You know why? He's going to use them for his will. And I truly believe many will come to be saved when all these things start to happen. Look at this. That's in North Korea. Red. They're the red horse. Are you learning something today? Or should I just close and okay, we're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep going, right? Amen? All right. And so communist dictators. We got to look at them. These are the ones that run these countries. Remember that? Rocket Man. Donald Trump called them Rocket Man because he's always launching missiles. Yeah, that's John Kong Kim, I think. I think that's what you said. That's Mao Zedong. Mao. That's the Chinese. All communists. Look at this. Putin. There he is. Kim. Aragon. And Z. These are the current ones. Z is China. Aragon is Turkey. Kim is North Korea. Putin is Russia. Wow. Look at this. There they are. Red, red. This is the red horse. The red horse. They're the older ones. And look at the one on top. He was one of the most vicious ones. He's the one that put 6 million babies, or 6 million, in the ovens. Wow. And so, my goodness, Stalin. Yes. So what's their ideology? What's their ideology? Okay, so the white horse was Mary. They took Jesus away and started worshiping Mary. So that's their false god. Okay, and then the communists now is this. They're atheists. They don't believe there's a God. They're godless. They're godless. And yet, all these people, John saw in our day. Now look at this. Okay, communist countries, so you don't believe in God? What does God say about that? Back in the day, remember back in the day? What's up, fool? Remember? Oh, don't call no one fool today. But look what God says in Psalms. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done every abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven, from the children of men, to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They all have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Wow. And so, what were their sins? What is their current sins? We saw current sins of the white horse. This is now the red horse. There are many crimes against humanity under communist regimes that have occurred during the 20th century, including forced deportations, massacres, torture, forced disappearances, extrajudicial killings, terror, ethnic cleansing, enslavement, as well as deliberate starvation of people. And right now in China, they got camps where all the Christians they're putting in. They're putting them in concentration camps. What? It's like, what? And this was the notorious one right up here. Remember them? Who remembers that? These were Jews waiting to get thrown into the ovens. This is the whole... I didn't give you the gross ones where bodies were stacked on one another in a ditch. I said, no, I'm going to be soft on your eyes this morning. And these were the women waiting to be thrown into the ovens. Communists. And look at them. You remember it's in Isaiah that they were led to the slaughter like a sheep? This is the only time in history where millions got gathered like this and they were led like a sheep. There was no fight in them. None of them got together and fought the Germans and fought for their life. They just were falling like little sheep to their death. It's amazing. I asked the Lord that. He goes, but I have raised them up again, and they're back in the land. They have made Aliyah. They're back in the land. Hallelujah. And so, we need, look at the ovens. Those were the ovens. And there was hundreds of these ovens. This is what communist country does because they don't believe in God. And all they have to do is think something worse of you. And guess what? You're on their hit list now. Wow. So now, we're going to look at the black horse. So we looked at the white horse. We looked at the red horse. Now we're looking at the black horse. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked and behold a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures, saying, a quart of wheat for denarius and 3 quarts of barley for denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. Okay. So, how did the Apostle John see this? He saw a white horse, a red horse. Now he saw a black horse. So what does the black horse represent? Capitalism. We live in a capitalistic society. Yes, we do. And look at this. Although the continuous development of capitalism as a system dates only from the 16th century, antecedents of capitalist institutions existed in the ancient world, and flourishing pockets of capitalism were present in Europe during the later Middle Ages throughout our present age. Now, we're just doing a topical on each one. We're not going in full depth with them, because you could be here all day finding out what these are. But look at this. We got to look at the capitalistic countries. There are approximately 2 billion capitalists living on Earth today. So, 3 billion, do the math, 1.5 billion Catholics, 2 billion capitalists. When I use the word capital, the free world, where we can do commerce, we can trade, we can use our dollars. Okay? So look at this. 2 billion capitalists living, look at this. The entity created commerce, trade, corporations, economic markets, and banks. The main currency used around the world is what? The U.S. dollar. Okay? So we are the superpower of all the capitalistic countries. But let me just say this. We're the most grievous one to God. I'm going to show you in a minute. So, black. How does black come in? Why did he see black? Because the very first capitalist flag. Oh, first of all, here are the countries. USA, Canada, Mexico, Europe, England, Australia, Spain. Most of South American countries are capitalist. And this is capitalism. Trade, finance, market, economy, investment, wealth, own your own property, free world. But see, when you live in a free society, there's a price to pay. And God is looking for us who live in a free society to be obedient to Him. But the unbelieving world is not obedient to Him. And so, let's move on to the next one. The number one trade center in the world is Manhattan. Why did Islam, why did the nation of Saudi Arabia attack the trade center? Because that's where our power is in our wealth. So what happened was, we're gonna talk about it a little later. Let me move on. Remember the Twin Towers used to be there. Now they built a new one. And that's another message for another day. My goodness. Now look. It's all about, remember meets and bounds? Remember it, we talked about the denario? It's all about money. Money, 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 money. Supply and demand. Free market. That's us. And so, that's one of the signs in the 16th century. It was a black A with a dollar sign for the capitalist. And look at this. That was the first flag of it. Of a capitalist country. Back in the 1600s. This is what John saw. He saw the red horse, the white horse, and the black horse. And so, what is the capitalist ideology? What's the ideology? Well, look at this. It's a melting pot of religion. Once was a Christian nation. We were once a Christian nation here in America, right? A people driven by, it's now driven by political power of Republicans and Democrats. Matter of fact, you cannot speak of Jesus no more. You can't go to the public square. You can't go into the library. You can't go to school and talk about Jesus. They'll kick you out unless you go to a Christian school. They have removed the Ten Commandments in the courts. And so, we're going to see the most grievous sins of the most powerful capitalist country in the world. This is why John said Jesus has an ought with all those four horses. He's going to let them go, but then he's going to come back and judge them all. And he's going to fiercely destroy them. But look at this. The sins of the most powerful capitalist country is America. We lead the whole group. We lead all Europe and all the other countries we mentioned. So we're the third of what he saw of the 8 billion. 1.5 what? Catholics, 3 communists, 3 billion communists, and now us. And look, this is why Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, Cuba are teaming up to bring war to us in one day. When I mean one day, it's not like someday in the future. No, they're going to attack us in one day. All together in one day. So let's look at that. Number one, sanctions. You ever heard sanctions before? Oh, we're going to put sanctions on them. You know, okay, so the United States dollar is the number one currency in the world used for trading. Remember, we're a capitalist country. So we have shared the wealth around the world and now are trading back and forth with communist countries, with the Roman Catholics, all these, are, and even the fourth one we haven't got to yet. But when a nation gets basically commits grievous acts according to U.S. laws, or they start killing people for no reason, what U.S. does is put sanctions on them. That is the most hideous way of starving a nation. It freezes their bank accounts. They have no money to trade, to borrow. Their nation becomes impoverished. Right now, Russia and China got rid of our dollar and are using Chinese dollars now because of all the sanctions U.S. put on them. They go, oh, we're going to let them dry out. We're not going to use their dollars no more. Remember, we're a capitalist country. Number three, look at this. $5 billion annually in profits from pornography that gets spewed out of this nation. You know, when we were kids, I remember our parents used to take us to Mario's Italian restaurant on National Avenue and 8th. Go back in the day and they had the big torpedo sandwiches in the window. But right across the street was the Paris. Yeah, the Paris Kitty Cat Theater. And military men would sneak in and make sure no one. They don't have to do that no more. It's all on the phone now. That's what Satan has done to pervert the men of today. That's what capitalism has done. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. And my brother David told me that the number one sin in this country is sex trafficking. Look at all that has come across the border. Those are slaves on demand. This is not HBO movies on demand. This is slaves on demand. Look at this. We have now the most violent cities in the world. Well, I want to go back here. I missed something. I missed number two. This is the next grievous thing. 70 million babies aborted in our nation, and the blood is crying out from the ground. 70 billion aborted. Hitler killed 6 million. We've killed what? 70 million. Don't you think we have an ought with God? Don't you think judgment is coming? Or he's just going to wink at it? Or does Jesus clothe himself with the United States American flag? Mm-mm. Someone's going to give an account. And all those doctors, now, I have it on video, I don't want to show it to you, I don't want to bring it up here, but there are witches and warlocks that go in to the Planned Parenthoods while the abortion's going on, and they're doing incantations. That's how demonic it has come. Help us, God. So you got the nations teed off at us because we're stifling their economic growth. We got 70 million baby being aborted here in our nation. Let's move on to the next one. Most violent cities in the world. I saw 15 immigrants in New York City beat down two cops, kicked them in their face, and just pulmoning them. Back in the day, if we did that to a cop, we'd go to the rubber room. We'd learn not to do that again, would we? Look at this. On the average, 2 mass shootings per day. There's over 250 mass shootings since January. What? These were never heard of. Number 8, most unsheltered people in sanctuary democratic states. Most brutal and vicious gangs throughout U.S. cities. This is our capitalist country, our free world country. Help us, God. How many believe we need help? Huh? How many believe we need help? Jesus, help us. And look at this. Number 10. We dropped the first atomic bomb nuclear on Japan in modern history. It killed 210,000 people from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In our modern day. Oh, you're gone today. 210,000 on one bomb. You think God is going to just let that go by? So, what have we looked at so far? We looked at the what? The white horse. That's the Roman Catholic Church, 1.5 billion. We looked at the communists. There's 3 billion communists. And we looked at us, the capitalists. So we're going now to the pale horse, the green horse. The pale or the green horse. Revelations. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed him. And power was given to them over the fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Wow. Wow. So look at this right up here. While many English translations use terms such as pale or ashen, the original language described the horse's color as chloros, This is a yellow tinge green color. And so this is the last group of people that he saw was Islam. Islam. Look at this. We're going to look at the Islamic countries. There are approximately 1.5 billion Islamic people living on earth today. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Egypt, and Africa. Now, the reason why the communist countries have more people, because they are more condensed. We're looking at sand dunes over here. We're looking at vast areas where it's unincorporated. But that's how many there are. And remember, they were the green horse, right? That's their flag. That's their flag. Look at this. When they start marching and they start crying out jihad, when they start crying out for their false god Allah, and in their Quran, their holy Bible, it says, find the Christian, find the Jew, and behead them. Because they're a bunch of infidels. We're an infidel to them. You know, you could go into one of those stores, you know, Mediterranean store, whatever, and they will lie to your face. You know why? Because in the Quran, it says, lie to them. If they're not one of you, lie to them. And how many has crossed the border now?
Yeah.
Look at this. Green. The pale horse. The chloral horse. The green horse. So we've seen the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and now the Apostle John saw the green horse. Look at this. That's in Iran there. Green, the pale horse. What's their Islamic ideology? The Quran and their messenger is Muhammad. Chaos will bring their Messiah, which is called the 12th Imam. So, here's the three ideologies on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. There's Christianity. We know that Jesus is going to come and rule and reign there. But why is there a battle for that place? Because Islam wants that area because they want their Messiah to come, which is the Imam. In order to bring the Imam, there needs to be chaos. There needs to be war. And the Jews believe that the Messiah is going to come from one of their rabbis. So you have those three powers, those religious powers right there. That's another teaching from another time. So now, they are vicious. They are hideous. This group of people, this is what they want to do to you. Sins of the Islamic countries, they're suicide bombers. They'll put on these jackets and give their allegiance to Muhammad and to Allah. And guess what drives a man to do that? Guess what the reward is? Guess what the reward is? 70 million virgins await them in heaven. What? All your troubles will be gone. You'll have a harem of women. And they fall for that mess. They fall for that lie. Lord, have mercy. All they want to do is... Why are they bringing chaos and destruction like that? Because they want the 12th Imam to come. We're seeing this right now. Everything that I'm showing you is now before us in real time. This is not something in the future. Oh, what are you talking about? No, it's here. Right here. Right now. That's all they want to do. Is do that. Wow. I think I got another. You remember those photos? No, I didn't show you the ones. This is before the act. See the knife in the hand? That was an actual video, and it was live on television. They had a what do you call it? What's that word when they? Yeah, well, when it was live stream, but they had to block it. They have to censor it. But that knife, that guy's head was cut off within moments after that photo. Right there from where he was. That one too. They're brutal. If you don't believe in Muhammad, the messenger, you don't believe in Allah? Wow. I remember one day, me and Sister Yolanda went to go pick up her mom to go to church with us. No, I'm not. I won't say it all. But we picked her up. We were on our way to church. And there were some Muslims on the corner selling bean pies. You know, with the bow tie?
Yep.
And my windows happened to be down. And her mom goes, Allah!
Ah, yeah.
And the next was a Spanish word I won't say. And I go, oh my gosh. You're gonna get a rock thrown at us. It was funny at the time. But no, these are serious people. These guys. I saw these. And I had to turn. Because it's not done quickly. It took about 10 minutes to get his head off. But this is the green horse. And a lot of them are here. A lot of them are in our cities. And if you disobey, you get publicly lynched. This is in Iran. The clip that I read on these guys next, right here, these were Christians. Someone snooped them out and they raided their Christian church and pulled out the elders. Wow. So we're seeing these things as we're coming in for a close. I know this is a tough pill to swallow. But this is right before us, saints. And why do you think my message is from time to time was draw your hearts close to God?
Yes.
Because everything's about ready to hit the fan. And I'll tell you why it's close. I'm going to show you right now why it's close. This is not Pastor Fee 101. This is not my assumption. I'm going to show you what has happened and was about ready to happen again. So, judgment and war is now on our doorsteps. How many know what this is? How many know what that is? How many remember in 2017 it started from the West Coast and it came all the way down to the South Carolinas, all the way across our nation? Everyone was following the eclipse. Three years later, According, we're going to read this right now, but according to Jewish Hebraic teaching, the sign of a solar eclipse that goes over a nation is a sign of tribulation to come and a sign of judgment to come. And 3 years after it came across, 2017, we are now in a recession. Look at your price of food. Look at the price of rent. Look at the fuel. Everything. When that thing came across, it was a sign something serious is coming. And we're seeing it right now. I want you to see this for a moment. The one that started on the west coast, and you see the path from the west coast all the way down. The next one is going to be bullseye right there. Next month, April 8th, is going to come from Mexico all the way across. And right there, dead center, guess what that city is called in Illinois? It's called Little Egypt. And in Egypt, what was poured out? The plagues. And there's little cities, I didn't have time to put them up. There's little cities around Little Egypt that says Cairo and all the other little Egyptian cities around. All there. And then they have a university called Cairo, and it has the emblem of a pharaoh and a, what do you call the pyramid? Right there, right in the dead center. Wow. It's like, what? Look, what does a solar eclipse mean to the Jews? In Jewish tradition, a total solar eclipse is a warning to the Gentiles, a sign of judgment on the nations. And that was Mark Biltz, who we're going to be seeing in a bit. Wow. Listen, our nation, we need to be, I believe Pastor Rod said, is there any intercessory prayers, prayer warriors? Is there people praying? You know, when only three come out to pray, that lets me know that a church is anemic. When you don't have time to come together and pray, to see these things that are happening, when they finally get here, there's no one to blame. This is why we got to get close to God. Yes. Look, I'm going to show you what the Word of God says in Psalms 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. All that forget God. And so, my friends, April 8th, which is what, a month away, the next eclipse is coming, and right dead in the center, it's going to be right there on our nation. And we already seen the sign of the first one. We're seeing recession. We're seeing inflation. We're seeing our cities. We're seeing 10 million immigrants that just walked across the border. We don't know where they came from. 4,000 were from China the other day. 4,000 Chinese walked across the border in the San Diego border. And they were all men. And they were all in good shape. You know, that lets me know these are men of war that have come across. You know what? No one's telling the churches these things. Oh, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't care if you get offended. I got to tell you the truth. I got to let you know what time it is. Because I'll be accountable. When the truth comes like this, you got to. Man, I'm telling you, I'd rather preach the truth and the Word of God than just to have a Holy Ghost experience. Oh, I had a Holy Ghost experience. Yeah, but what did you learn from that? Oh, I walked away feeling good. But what was said? I don't know, but I feel good right now. There's nothing wrong with that. It has its place. But we need to be taught. We need to be encouraged. We need to know what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Because if we don't, it's going to come and it's going to hit us right upside the head. And there's going to be nobody to blame but us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I'm so blessed that you guys pressed out. I was praying, Lord, bring them out because we need to hear truth.
Yes.
And this is not condemning these folks. This is what John saw. This is what we know now. And aren't you so blessed what God has delivered us from?
Yes.
How many's blessed to know that you've been delivered from religion? You have been delivered from being unsaved. You have been delivered from drugs and alcohol. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to know that? Come on, you got to give God a shout of praise. Here's the good news. He saved us in time before He comes back. Just imagine if we weren't saved and we were still out there doing our own thing. And then He came back. I'm telling you, He's coming back for His church. And He's going to take us out of here. And we're going to be with Him forevermore. How many can't wait for that?
Yeah.
Praise God. I feel that those who are going through, we're going to first give an invitation for those who are online. Then I'm going to turn it off. And it's just going to be for us in here. But those who need prayer, those who are going through, those who need healing, those who need a touch from God, let us pray for you. The prophet said this morning, there's going to be people here that need to be touched by God, that needs prayer. But first is first. We're going to give Facebook and YouTube, the people that join us faithfully. And those who may be logged on for the first or second time, this is your opportunity right now. If you don't know Jesus, we want to extend an invitation to receive God. And all you have to do is receive Him by faith. You don't have to go to school. You just got to cry out, say, God, I want to be saved. And so I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you. That God will give you that opportunity like God has given us. Let's bow our hearts and our head and let's pray. Father, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is He worthy? Come on! Is He worthy? Hey, hallelujah!
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.